chronic fatigue, brain fog, hormonal shifts, even gut issues and sexual dysfunction, many of today's symptoms are linked to something most people have never tested, nitric oxide levels. This molecule might be tiny, but its impact on your energy, metabolism, blood flow, and longevity is massive. Welcome back to another episode of the Biohacker Blondie podcast, where we talk all things health, wellness, longevity, and of course, biohacking. I'm your host, Jenny Jones, and I've spent years exploring cutting-edge ways to optimize the body and brain so you can take your health into your own hands. Today, I'm joined by Kathy Eason, functional nutritionist and chief science officer at Berkeley Life, a company leading the charge in nitric oxide research and supplementation. Kathy breaks down why nitric oxide is foundational, from hormone signaling to mitochondrial dysfunction, brain clarity, and even sexual performance, and how most of us are unknowingly deficient by the time we hit 40. In this episode, we dive into why nitric oxide is key for brain function, energy, and mood, how it regulates blood flow, oxygen delivery, and blood pressure, its connection to mitochondrial biogenesis, leaky gut repair, and hormone imbalance, and so much more. And if you're loving this podcast and it's bringing value to your life, one of the best ways you can support the show is by subscribing, leaving a quick review, and sharing it with someone who might benefit. It may seem small, but these simple actions truly help more than you know. They help boost visibility, bring on more expert guests, and allow me to keep creating content that empowers you to take control of your health and longevity. And beyond that, sharing this episode with a friend, family member, or someone in your community could genuinely make a difference in their life. Sometimes it just takes one message, one new perspective, or one biohack to spark a transformation. So thank you for being here and being a part of this growing community. It means the world to me. So now let's dive into this episode. Okay, so welcome to another episode of the Biohacker Blondie podcast. I'm so excited because we are here with Kathy Eason. And you are the clinical educator for Berkeley Life, all about nitric oxide, the importance of nitric oxide for overall health and vitality. And I don't think a lot of people are thinking about nitric oxide when it comes to our health. So we have a lot to talk about. And I just want to say thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I really appreciate it. And if you can give a little intro and how you got into this space and the importance of nitric oxide for our health.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you so much for having me today. It's a pleasure to be here. My name is Kathy Eason. I am a clinical educator for Berkeley Life and the chief science officer. I am a 20 plus year functional nutritionist, and I've worked with, you know, literally thousands of patients. And I have also been an educator of nutritional therapy training and practitioner training. So I've networked with a lot of individuals out there in the health and wellness space for a long time. And it was about a little over a year ago, I came to work for Berkeley Life because I had been using the product clinically for about 6 years. And I was just getting great results with my patients. I have a couple of amazing testimonial stories too. But as a clinician, I was admittedly getting a little bit of tedium just with the one-on-one work. And I was looking for a team to join that was a science-based approach to functional nutrition and something that I could really get it behind foundationally. And it was really the testimonial of one patient in particular who had some pretty dramatic results using this one product that made me think, hey, I'm going to reach out and see if they're looking for any support. And so here I am over a year later. Now I'm studying all things nitric oxide and health, and I am getting to network with healthcare providers all over the world, but also a scientific advisory panel that is doing a lot of the clinical research using our products. And we're excited about how we're stepping into the science world a little bit more stronger now so that we can really bring some clinical data that is evidence-based and help everybody understand how this tiny little gaseous molecule that we all make, but we're all deficient in, how that really improves health and how it might just be the ultimate biohack.
Wow. What is nitric oxide?
The scientific term is it's a diatomic gaseous molecule with a half-life of anywhere from 2 to 3 milliseconds to up to 5 milliseconds. But what it really is, it's a nitrogen and oxygen derivative. We make it in two pathways in the body. We have an enzyme-dependent pathway where we use the amino acid arginine to drive, or an enzyme reaction drives that conversion to nitric oxide. We also have the pathway that our Berkeley Life products support, which is the dietary nitrate pathway. And as a nutritionist for 20 years, I always sort of lead in my mentality, even if it's a nutraceutical, I'm thinking, what's a food-first approach?
If you're spending money on your skincare routine, serums, moisturizers, facials, but if you're still washing your face with tap water, you might be undoing it all. Tap water can be filled with chlorine, heavy metals, and impurities that strip your skin's natural microbiome, leading to breakouts, dryness, and dullness. But what if I told you I had the answer? It's called Filter Baby, and it's a total game changer. You just screw it on to your bathroom faucet, super easy, and thousands of people, including me, are already seeing the difference in their skin. I used to get random breakouts for no reason, but since using Filter Baby, I have clear, calm, and healthy skin. If you deal with acne, sensitive skin, or just want your glow back, Filter Baby is a no-brainer. Click the link in the show notes or head to the shop tab on my website, and don't forget to use the code BIOHACKERBONDI for a special discount. Your skin will thank you.
What's the most foundational approach? So the dietary nitrate pathway is the complementary pathway to making this important signaling molecule. Yeah, the molecule and the pharmacologist who studied it back in the 70s and then brought it forward as a potent vasodilator and a blood pressure regulator in the 90s. They won a Nobel Prize for it. It was known as the miracle molecule when it was discovered and won the prize in medicine and physiology. Now we call it the longevity molecule because we know that as we age, naturally declining tissues like your endothelial tissue, where primarily your nitric oxide is produced through that enzyme pathway, it starts to degrade. Couple that with the oxidative stress we all face in this increasingly challenging world we live in, and we see nitric oxide levels plummeting so that by that age 40, it's estimated you have about 50% of the capacity to make nitric oxide the way you used to.
Wow.
And so we follow the dietary nitrate pathway. You can do it dietarily, eating leafy green vegetables, beets, beetroot, rhubarb, celery, bok choy, spinach, kale, arugula, all the lovely kind of phytonutrient-rich nitrate vegetables. And you can train your body to take it in on a daily basis, convert it to nitric oxide, recycle what isn't used, and reserve it for the next day. And we can talk about that pathway and how that works. But from a nutraceutical standpoint, we believe that the CDC tells us that 9 out of 10 Americans don't eat the recommended amount of vegetables daily. So knowing that nobody's eating enough leafy greens, this is a way to get a concentrated dose daily of leafy greens in just 2 capsules a day.
Okay. So what about all the carnivore people out there just eating a bunch of meat? Do they have trouble with their nitric oxide levels?
They can. And the way we would evaluate that, in fact, I just had a client approach me about doing a case study on him. He is starting the carnivore diet for himself for some health reasons. And I'm not discrediting it as a therapeutic diet at all. And we talked about that. And his concern was, what am I going to be low in NO if I don't supplement with Berkeley Life? And so what we're going to do for him is Berkeley Life has a really great functional test. It is a 10-second salivary test strip. And I would be encouraging carnivore diet followers to test themselves daily and repeatedly through the day to kind of recognize their challenges in producing nitric oxide. We do get a small amount of dietary nitrates from high-quality meats, grass-fed beef, wild-caught fish. There's some in eggs. However, there's not the dedicated concentration that there is in the plant world. And so I would want that carnivore diet follower to be testing their nitric oxide levels daily and then encouraging them to supplement with our dietary nitrates, which from what I can tell from the research, won't interfere with their goals for using the carnivore diet.
Yeah, it's so interesting when people exclude certain foods or certain varieties of foods, because I think they all have a place in our system. Like, you can go maybe 6 months, you know, a year so far, but then your body's like, wait, that, you know, I'm depleted of fiber, I'm depleted of nitric oxide, I'm depleted of vitamin D or something you're not getting from your typical diet. So it's like people will initially feel good on certain diets, but I think eventually we do want a whole rounded diet because there's so many little benefits of blueberries and the polyphenols and all these little things you don't think about. And I feel like nature has provided that for us. I think right now everyone's gut is leaky gut because of all the toxins. And so we're super sensitive. And so everyone's like, well, maybe if I get rid of all these foods and just eat the meat or do this, then, you know, I can feel good. And I think initially that can be healing, but eventually we all want to have like a whole foods, well-rounded diet is the main goal.
Yeah, I think a lot of people who choose an elimination diet of any kind, they're typically going from a really substandard diet to something that is way more high quality. And in I'm a specialist in autoimmune function, so I've certainly led my patients through a lot of exclusion diets and elimination diets. It's hard work, and it's hard to be a human on the planet these days. The toxicity you mentioned. But also we put ourselves under a lot of stress when we try to get everything just right with diet. So I'm a foodie. I can't imagine my life without some vegetable content in it. I love to cook. I have done, you know, I try to eat a balanced diet myself. I get a lot of protein, but I can't imagine my life without leafy green vegetables. That's just what serves my health really well.
I know. For me, I think it's just listening to my body. I love vegetables. Like, I'm just like, I'm not giving it up. Like, it's something I really love, and I'm not eating potato chips and candy and cookies. So I'm like, you know what? Give me my vegetables. You know? So what is the importance of nitric oxide for the body?
Yeah, there are so many. This is one of the favorite things I get to do as the researcher within Berkeley Life, is I get to look at the, you know, I've lost track of how many physiological signaling mechanisms I've found for nitric oxide. But as I mentioned, the molecule was discovered that we produce it endogenously. We get the ability to reduce it from dietary nitrates that we eat, but it really got its, you know, its big star appeal as a vasodilator. So it's a signaling molecule. And in the body, what it does is it diffuses into, it's excreted into or secreted into or reduced into the endothelial tissue. It penetrates smooth muscle cells around all the endothelial tissue where you have them. And we're going to talk first about the blood vessels. So it penetrates smooth muscle cells in the around the blood vessels. There's a secondary messenger signaling molecule called CGMP that it signals that relaxes the smooth muscles around the blood vessels, opens up blood flow, widens and dilates the blood vessels. So it naturally regulates blood pressure. It regulates heart rate variability. And then beyond the cardiovascular health benefits of it, so once we have improved blood flow, we now have improved oxygenation and nutrient delivery to every tissue of the body. That's very important for healing, for immune management, for hormone receptivity, for wound healing, for gut function. I mean, we could just go on and on.
So brain health.
Brain health. Absolutely. Absolutely. And neurotransmitter production and release. It regulates our nervous system. It regulates the conversations between the endocrine glands. So it plays a role in every hormone function, every neurotransmitter function. It is that foundational. And then I think the reason why most people don't know about it is because it's too simple. It's too foundational. And we sort of tend to go for the things that are more complex that we want to learn more about. But everybody's into mitochondrial health right now, myself included. It's the key to longevity is to keep those mitochondria healthy, happy, regenerated, and producing energy and helping us exchange waste. And one of the things that nitric oxide does in the body is it generates more, generates mitochondrial biogenesis. So the creation of new mitochondria from recycled parts. It works in concert with NAD+. It works in concert with urolithin A, those metabolites from microbes that are helping us regenerate mitochondria. They all work together to create happy, healthy mitochondria. And that there is the key to longevity, is having all of that mitochondrial function functioning well.
So I never thought I'd include whey protein in my diet until I found Kona Nutrition. Now I get it, why it's everyone's go-to for building muscle, because it actually works. I had the pleasure of interviewing the founder, and we talked all about whey versus beef isolate and why whey is more effective when it comes to building muscle. But Kona Nutrition is more than just protein powder. Their whole mission is health first. Their whey comes from cows that have 2 acres to roam. It's grass-fed, RBST-free, no soy, no GMOs, no antibiotics. It's minimally processed with the lowest heat possible, which makes it way easier on the digestive system. And it's third-party tested. Seriously, it's the cleanest whey protein I've ever tried. I add it to my frothed milk, my cookies, my psyllium husk breakfast, and it's the perfect way to start your day with protein to help balance blood glucose and stay full longer. You can find the link in the show notes for a special discount, or you can use my code BiohackerBlondie at checkout.
Yeah, it's so important, and that's our energy source. It's our life source, you know, and so keeping our mitochondria healthy, bringing up the ATP, and it's how we stay energized and improve our longevity. And I don't think a lot of people are thinking about nitric oxide. And isn't this a part of where Viagra came from?
Yes. The PDE5 inhibitors do the same thing. So dietary nitrates and nitric oxide converted from dietary nitrates, they amplify the effects of cyclic GMP, which relaxes smooth muscles, including the smooth muscles of the corpus cavernosum in the penile tissue. Those muscles relax, the blood flows. That's how men are able to achieve and maintain an erection, is through open blood flow. As soon as that cyclic GMP is broken down by the PDE5 enzyme, which breaks down cyclic GMP, now that function is inhibited. Smooth muscle relaxation does not happen. Blood flow is constricted to the organ, and no erection is possible. So the great thing about the dietary nitrate formula that we offer is that they work in concert with PDE5 inhibitors. So we work with a lot of male sexual health dysfunction specialists, and they're using, even if an individual is having to use a PDE5 inhibitor, it's safe and effective to use our dietary nitrate formula along with it, because it's promoting the same function. And and you may have heard that some other organic nitrates, things like nitroglycerin used for, you know, controlling heart and heart health. Our bodies build a tolerance to that type of nitrate, but they do not build a tolerance to dietary nitrates. And the way they are metabolized in the body is unique. And so not to be, you know, cheeky here, but part of the reason that the commercials say, you know, let your physician know if you've had an erection that lasts longer than 4 hours, is because that function of the PDE5 inhibitor has probably been interfered with by the nitrates like come from nitroglycerin. A lot of men in that category are using both. And it's a contraindication. But the dietary nitrates,
we would not do that.
Yes. Yeah.
That's a good one. And I also listened to a podcast, and I was like, yeah, that makes sense. If you can't get hard or have an erection, then that's something you have to think about for your brain health. Because if you're not getting oxygen and blood flow down there, what about your brain?
Right. The body's not selective. If it's not going to send blood flow to that area, it's not going to send blood flow to the brain. It's not going to send blood flow to like the peripheral tissues. And so then a lot of those individuals who already have that endothelial oxidative stress, they might also be in a clinical presentation where they're diabetic or becoming insulin resistant. That starts to degrade the vasculature. Now they're not getting blood flow to the limbs We're starting to get neuropathies and things like that. So absolutely, we need to consider blood flow to throughout the entire body. And the great thing about, we talk a lot about male sexual function. Berkeley Life has been celebrating Men's Health Month in July and in June too. But we want to talk about female sexual health from this blood flow standpoint too, because it's equally important for a woman's genitals and reproductive tissues to be fully perfused with blood, oxygen, and nutrients. And Berkeley Life is proud to say we're contributing to the research. We're working with researchers who have done a female sexual function trial for us. It's just a pilot study, but really exciting results already, with the two primary statistically significant increases were in quality of orgasm and desire and arousal.
If you're not testing over 100 biomarkers annually, you're likely missing one of the biggest factors affecting your health deficiencies. And here's the thing, when just one vitamin or mineral is off, it can throw your entire system out of balance. We're talking brain fog, fatigue, sluggish metabolism, poor sleep, immune dysfunction, and worse, it can even contribute to chronic disease down the line. That's where Function Health comes in. They make it easy to finally get the full picture. Function tests over 100 key biomarkers, from hormones to inflammation, nutrients, liver, kidney, thyroid, and more. Then you retest in 6 months to track your progress and optimize from there. And the best part, they partnered with thousands of labs across the U.S., including Quest Diagnostics, so you can likely find a blood draw location just a few blocks from you. It's seamless, it's science-backed, and honestly, it's the best pricing you'll find for this kind of comprehensive testing. Let's be real, your doctor isn't ordering these panels for your yearly checkup, but they should be. So stop guessing and start testing. Click the link in the show notes or head to my website under the shop tab to sign up for Function Health and access your over 100 biomarkers today. This will truly be one of the best investments you can make in your health.
If we can get women embracing that, the study has shown us some secondary effects too, like trends toward better sleep, trends toward better hormone release. But right now we need to do a longer clinical trial to really prove those elements of it. But we're pretty excited and we're committed to the research to do so, so that women understand sex doesn't have to be painful. You know, you should want to have sex with your partner. You should want to have it feel easy and free and fun. And what woman does not want a better orgasm?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm glad I started taking this a few weeks ago.
Yeah. You have to keep me posted on the side if you have any remarkable results.
I know. You know, there's so much out there. And I was starting to take, you know, beetroot powder and L-arginine and or carnitine, I don't know. And I just, you almost forget some of these things because there's so much. But I think I'm like, oh my gosh, nitric oxide is so important. Like, I also am curious too, if someone has a headache, could that be a sign of low nitric oxide?
Absolutely. We work with a lot of providers who are working with especially migraine headaches. And migraine headaches can be tricky to treat clinically because they have deep underlying causes. But if we go back in foundationally to the root cause, it's usually a lack of blood flow, a lack of oxygenation, and a lack of nutrition to the brain. And we get an inappropriate vascular tone, which is both the constrictive ability and the dilation ability of those tiny little blood vessels in the brain. And so headaches are often relieved by what? They're relieved by vasoconstrictors that sort of restrict blood flow. But then as soon as the blood flow comes back, the headache can return. What we know about nitric oxide is it contributes to angiogenesis, the creation of new healthy blood vessels. So taking some compromised capillaries, blending them together to create new healthy blood flow. And over time, we are seeing great results with headaches. It also helps some practitioners identify, is there a hormonal component to this headache? Because perhaps they're also using some kind of hormone replacement therapy, and they add the nitric oxide support to it. Now the hormone signaling is better, the blood flow is better, the oxygenation to the brain is better, and the headaches go away.
Wow. I know, you guys, I saw too that you, I don't know if you've done some research or have seen these things, but in the biohacking space, peptides, stem cells, all those things are so common. And is nitric oxide, would that implement or amplify the benefits of these biohacks of peptides and stem cells and everything?
Absolutely. Because you just consider that you're either getting an infusion or an injection, and you need those compounds to be delivered effectively. When you have compromised blood flow, there's going to be stagnation and those compounds aren't going to work as effectively. So we work with a lot of regenerative medicine, med spa, hormone replacement therapy specialists. And our foundation product, Nitric Oxide Foundation, is the foundation of their protocol. And no matter what procedure is being done at the clinic, everybody goes home with nitric oxide because of it, that enhanced blood flow. Let's also consider some of these people who are having, you know, more aesthetic procedures. There's some inflammation generated that needs to be mitigated for healing to happen, right? So we see Nitric Oxide Foundation opening blood flow. Nitric oxide contributes to wound healing. It contributes to collagen production, fibroblast production at wound sites. So it's going to help the healing happen faster. And then now that person is going to have better effects.
What if we take this with hyperbaric?
Yeah, I haven't tried it.
Therapy.
Yeah, I haven't tried it myself. I think it would be a good experiment. I haven't done that myself, but what I can imagine is that somebody's going to come out of that hyperbaric session feeling, what I would recommend trying is they're going to feel pretty good. They're going to feel a little bit high. I know I've done some ozone therapy. I had just a little personal anecdote. I had a sinus surgery several years ago due to related mold toxicity recovery I was doing. And I was using ozone therapy to heal from that. And it wasn't until I added the Berkeley Life nitric oxide that my healing kind of jumped a huge plateau. And I really attribute it to really helping me through that time and helping my healing a little faster. We create nitric oxide specifically in the paranasal cavity too. So one of the lifestyle measures we introduce is make sure yourself and your patients, if you're a healthcare practitioner, are actually nasal breathing. Because a lot of us in this fast-paced world, or we're doing high-intensity workouts, things like that, we've trained ourselves to be mouth breathers. If you're somebody struggling with sinus congestion, and maybe chronically like I was because of a mold toxicity, you've retrained your body to breathe inappropriately. So using those hacks like nasal strips and mouth taping and all that is really helpful, as well as just dedicated breath work to try to get back into that nasal breathing pattern, because you think about how close we want that nitric oxide to the brain. We want it, that production that's happening in the paranasal cavity. So we advocate for nasal breathing and things like the 4-7-8 breath to really train our body and our nervous system to allow that NO production in our head that's going to give us a little clearer thought, a little clearer thinking.
Are you ready to step up your health game? I'm excited to share an exclusive offer from Vivo Barefoot, the pioneers in barefoot footwear designed to bring you closer to nature and improve your overall well-being. Vivo Barefoot shoes are crafted to promote natural movement, enhance your posture, and strengthen your feet. Whether you're hitting the trails, the gym, or just walking around town, these shoes are the perfect companion for your biohacking journey. And the best part, as a Biohacker Blondie listener, you get an exclusive 10% off your purchase with the special discount code BHB. Just enter BHB at checkout and enjoy the benefits of barefoot living. Ready to take the next step? Head over to the link in the show notes or visit biohackerblondie.com to grab your pair of Vivo Barefoot shoes today. Your feet will thank you. I also want to share with you my favorite skincare brand, Young Goose. I recently had an amazing conversation with the founder, Emmete, on the podcast, and I can't stop raving about their incredible product line. Young Goose is the number one biohacking skincare brand, and for good reason. Their products are designed to work at the cellular level, providing unparalleled results. I love every product in their line, from their serums to their moisturizers. Everything is formulated with the highest quality ingredients and innovative technology. And here's something special for my listeners. Young Goose has generously provided a discount code just for you. Use the code BHB10 at checkout to get 10% off your purchase. make sure to check the show notes for the link and the code. Treat your skin to the best biohacking skincare out there with Young Goose and experience the transformation for yourself. Are you looking for a convenient and effective way to experience the benefits of peptides without the need for injections? Look no further than Level Up Health, my go-to brand for meticulously stacked oral peptides designed for maximum benefit. Their offerings include powerful options like liver support, gut repair, and BPC-157, and they just launched their latest innovation, Neuro Regenerate, perfect for supporting brain health and cognitive function. Whether you're at home or traveling, these oral peptide stacks provide a hassle-free solution to boost your wellness journey. Ready to try them out? Head over to levelup.health.com, that is LVLUP health.com, and use the code BIOHACKERBLONDIE, that is BIOHACKERBLONDIE, yes, just with an I, at checkout to receive 10% discount. The details and links will also be available in the show notes. Don't miss out this opportunity to elevate your health with Level Up Health's premium peptide sets.
I think the two things people tell me when they start taking the product, and I don't know if this is true for you, is they start to feel increased energy pretty quickly, and they start to feel a little bit more mental focus and mental acuity through the day. I know that was true for me when I started being very consistent with my use of it.
Yeah. I mean, I do so much. I can never say one thing, but I do feel good. And I actually didn't take it today. And I was like, oh, I feel a little like off. And so I'm going to take some right after this.
Do you have your test strip with you? You should test your levels right now.
I should. Okay, I'm going to do that. I'm going to test before and after. So what are some of the symptoms if people have low nitric oxide? What do they first see? I want to talk about things might people, health issues or things that you see in the space.
Sure. The early signs of low nitric oxide production are things like fatigue, brain fog, maybe blood pressure that's creeping up, heart rate variability that has gone awry. I see, you know, elevated heart rate a lot. I see cold hands and feet, you know, which we often attribute as a sign of metabolism and thyroid dysfunction, but really, when you're not getting oxygen and nutrients and blood flow to your peripheral tissues, you're going to be cold. So cold hands and feet, headaches we talked about already, sexual dysfunction, gut dysfunction.
Like leg pain? So this is another thing I feel like after COVID, for example, my mom has now leg pain from COVID, and I've always thought that was blood circulation. I think since COVID, that really hurt our endothelial cells. Mm-hmm. And, you know, now I don't think people are getting such great blood flow. My theory. So is that something also like leg pain or cramping that can also be a symptom?
If you haven't heard of peptides, they are all the rage right now, and for good reason. Peptides are short chains of amino acids that signal your body to heal, regenerate, and repair. They're helping so many people sleep better, recover faster, boost energy, reduce inflammation, and even improve skin, mood, and metabolism. There's truly a peptide for everything, but the key is getting them from a source you can trust. That's why I'm so excited to share Limitless Living MD, a company that uses only pharmaceutical-grade peptides from FDA-regulated compounding pharmacies. These are clinician-approved, third-party tested, and made to the highest medical standards. They even carry NAD, glutathione, and MYC injections, some of the most powerful tools for detox, cellular energy, and fat metabolism. If you are ready to get started on a path to heal, regenerate, and repair, click the link in the show notes or head over to my website under the shop tab. You can use code BIOHACKERBLONDIE for 10% off your order at checkout. This is your sign to biohack smarter with peptides that actually work. Again, that's Limitless Living MD and code BIOHACKERBLONDIE.
I believe so, yes. I would 100% agree with that. Because we know blood flow not only brings oxygen and nutrients to a site of, we'll just call it endothelial disruption, it is also taking waste products away. So if she's not getting good clearance of waste products, of metabolism, if not your mother, but if there's an individual that is, you know, still eating kind of a high sugar diet, that's going to contribute to that endothelial oxidative stress, and it's going to reduce the ability to make nitric oxide. They can feel that. We know that nitric oxide signals the adrenergic anti-inflammatory pathway. And so if there's inflammation that is not being appropriately signaled to send an appropriate anti-inflammatory immune response to, then that nerve signaling is sensing inflammation is going to generate a pain response as well too.
Wow. Okay. So let's talk metabolism, because everyone wants to know, how do they lose weight? How do they increase their metabolism? So how does nitric oxide play a role in metabolism?
Yeah, there's so many ways. So let's kind of focus on a couple of the key ones. With that, everybody wants to lose weight. There's often a digestive disruption. I happen to be a digestive specialist in my nutrition practice, so I've had lots of experience healing leaky gut. And one of the things we know about nitric oxide is, first of all, from a good digestion standpoint, when we swallow dietary nitrates, they get converted to nitric oxide in the upper gastrointestinal system. That nitric oxide signaling turns on gastric motility, so your stomach churns better. Your small intestine and the migratory motor complex that is moving nutrients along that assimilation pathway, that works better. The nitrates that are not completely digested in that upper gastrointestinal tract, they still have an opportunity to be consumed by nitrate-reducing bacterial species in the large intestine. We have nitrate bacteria in the oral cavity, and we have them in the intestine. So we know that we're going to capture all those nutrients with the help of the bacterial communities that live within us. Then from a, so that's just a purely digestive standpoint. Then from a more of a metabolic standpoint, we know that nitric oxide is a potent signaler of the GLUT4 receptors that come to the surface of the cell to bring glucose into the cell for energy production. So a little bit more efficient glucose metabolism. We know that the nitric oxide signals the hunger and the satiety hormones, ghrelin and leptin. We know that nitric oxide plays a role in insulin sensitivity and how well your body is transporting glucose to the cells and then into the cell in combination with insulin and those GLUT4 receptors. So it's very much a metabolic multiplier when you consider all the signaling mechanisms it has just between digestion and blood sugar regulation. So it's very effective. I would say, especially for women and women over 40, I hear a lot, is it possible that my belly is starting to flatten because I'm taking the product? And it is. You're simply getting improved glucose uptake and you're getting improved nutrient assimilation. And then you couple it with some of the peptide therapies out there and it's going to be even more potent because you're retraining the body how to do what it already knows how to do.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. This is great. And also for athletes, is this something athletes are taking to up-level their performance?
Yeah. We're actually working with some cycling teams, some running groups, some a couple high-end athletes that I won't mention here, but we're working with them to help them develop some performance recovery. So nitric oxide for decades now, this is sort of one of the first applications of it. You mentioned taking beetroot powder. You know, when we first learned about nitrates and when I first learned about nitrates, you know, 20 years ago, it was like, get your beetroot powder in and you're going to have better muscle recovery. Well, what's really happening is when you keep a consistent storage of nitrates in the body, so for the quick application to make it into NO, you are improving blood flow, oxygen and nutrient delivery to the muscles that are being broken down by performance, by physical activity. And then you're helping remove that metabolic waste. So lactate is going to be removed a little bit more appropriately. We have an upcoming research study that I'm pretty excited about that's going to look at menopausal women and physical activity. And I'm excited to see, because we don't have enough research on women in that regard. A lot of that research has been done on young men, healthy young men. But we know that it plays a role in muscle recovery, in VO2 max.
Wow.
So really highly appropriate. And what I recommend to people, whether you're a weekend warrior or more, full-time athlete, is to really use the test strips to start to recognize your patterns of depletion, know when to learn how to time your dosing of dietary nitrates before activity, so that you can sort of peak at an optimal time. And this has been done for a long time, like I said, in the sort of the category of here's some nitrates in the form of beetroot juice. Well, what we know about not all beets are the same anymore. And our formula has an organic fermented beet that makes the nitrates a little bit more bioavailable. It also has some potassium nitrate from other plant sources. So it's not just a beetroot product. But what we know is that some of the beets out there in the commercial supplement market are not really providing the nitrate concentration that they should be. And they're kind of a waste of money if you're just going to a, you know, over-the-counter shop and taking what you get from beetroot.
Because it's not what they say it is, or the...
It doesn't have the nitrate concentration that we have clinically proven to be effective at increasing blood flow, increasing circulation, and regulating blood pressure. It doesn't have the strength behind it.
So beetroot powder is not so great?
I think you just have to buyer beware. You have to, ask if you're just choosing beetroot powder. I still use a beetroot powder in my smoothies, even though I'm taking dietary nitrates every day. I like it.
Yeah.
I like the color, and I like I like what it does to the flavor. I love beets. So I'm just saying buyer beware, ask about the nitrate concentration per serving of that beetroot and see which is more clinically effective for you. And again, we want everybody to sort of understand the importance of this great molecule and how we utilize it. And so we're happy to help you by educating you on the use of our test strips and see if that beetroot product is actually working for you or not.
Yeah. How does the testing work, and when is the best time to test? So are everyone listening?
Sure. Let's, to set the stage for that, let's talk about how dietary nitrates are assimilated into the body through the enterosalivary pathway. We eat our leafy green spinach salad and we chew it. And hopefully I'm a big advocate of chewing food thoroughly. So I say this in every interview I ever do, is I want you to chew your greens. So we chew our food and we swallow dietary nitrates in those plant foods and in grass-fed beef and eggs and fish. And our stomach acid works to break down nitrates and nitrite into nitric oxide for those digestive functions I talked about. What isn't broken down, some of it gets assimilated into the bloodstream right there in the small intestine, quite a large portion of it. And the digestive tract is assimilating both nitrate, it's NO3, and nitrite, NO2. And we want to reduce that one more time to nitric oxide when we need it. What doesn't get assimilated in the upper gastrointestinal system gets worked on by those nitrate-reducing bacterial species in the large intestine. Some of those nitrates are captured there. The rest are excreted in the waste, or what's circulating in the bloodstream. We use about 25% of what we ingest every day. We excrete quite a bit of it, about 50 to 60% through urine via the kidneys. And then what doesn't get either used to make nitric oxide or excreted from the body gets recycled through the bloodstream to specific cells in the salivary glands. And there's a very specific transporter protein called sialin that grabs nitrate and pulls it into your salivary glands. Now, all day long, I think this is one of the most amazing physiological mechanisms we have. It's really kind of a perfect natural intelligence, if you will. Wow. So now we've got concentrated nitrates in our salivary glands. And all day long, as we salivate, we are bathing the nitrate-reducing oral microbe species that help us break nitrate down into nitrite. Now we're one step closer to making nitric oxide. Some of that nitrite will convert in the mouth to nitric oxide to do things like fight off oral pathogens and keep you from getting a cavity and keep the balance of that oral microbial community really happy. The rest is now going to be swallowed as nitrite. And now it's easier for the body to convert it into nitric oxide and the whole recycling process starts again. So we can test this with our salivary test strips. They have been clinically correlated to match with both blood and salivary nitrate and nitrite collections.
That's good to know.
Laboratories, yeah. And it's a really simple qualitative test. If anybody's watching this rather than listening, I'm holding up a test strip. There's a salivary end. And because those nitrate-reducing bacterial species in the oral cavity live in the posterior of the mouth, you just collect a little saliva in the back of your mouth. You're going to dip the saliva side down on the tongue. Just a few seconds, get it saturated. We pinch the ends together because that's where the Grice reaction is on the other side. And I didn't get mine quite wet enough. I could tell. Stop. Can't talk and test at the same time. but you'll see, I did take my salivary nitrates about an hour ago. They're probably not fully assimilated in my body, but you match it to our clinically correlated test coloring. I'm getting closer to target zone. So when is the best time to, and that would make sense because I took my dietary nitrates about an hour ago, my capsules. When is the best time to test? It sort of depends on what you're using it for. What we like to recommend is that people test first thing in the morning. You have used nitric oxide in digestive capacity, in managing your blood glucose levels and your insulin levels. You've used it for some detoxification processes. You've used it to help shuttle some hormones and neurotransmitters around the body. So test first thing in the morning. And most people are going to be a little lower in the morning. You may not be 100% depleted on the test scale, but you're probably going to be lower. You take your 2-capsule dose, set a timer, you test again 90 minutes later. That is long enough for the body to use that recycling mechanism through the enterosalivary pathway to let the saliva and food form and supplement form nitrates that you ingest, let them get digested, assimilated in the bloodstream, and recycle back to the salivary glands. 90 minutes is long enough for that. Then you're going about your day. So you should see some improvement. If you don't see any improvement on the test before and after dosing, that can be a sign that your oral microbial balance is off and we need to boost the activity and the diversity and the balance of those nitrate-reducing bacterial species. So then what we recommend is Berkeley Life has a prebiotic nitrate gum because these nitrates that we ingest, they are prebiotic food for the very bacterial species that help us break down nitrates. So we bathe the oral microbiome with a prebiotic nitrate-rich gum for about 5 minutes in between meals.
Smart.
And in about my clinical experiences, in about a week or two, you're going to have, as long as you are avoiding some of the detrimental things that reduce nitric oxide from the oral or nitrate species from the cavity, that's like mouthwashes and smoking and vaping and even some healthy antimicrobial activities. As long as you're sort of avoiding those and doing good oral hygiene and drinking plenty of water, staying hydrated, all that, within 1 to 2 weeks, you should see that balance return. Now, when you do the before and after dosing test, you see that you're converting your nitrates. We did a clinical trial showing a 24-hour duration of effect of our product so that 24 hours later, you should still have some concentration above what you had the day before. So then how I tell people to start using the test strips is like, do you feel a lag later in the day? Are you usually looking for coffee, you know, some kind of boost? Are you still grabbing sugar or something like that? Test then. And what we're likely to find is that your nitric oxide is low again. It won't be static. It should fluctuate with the needs of the body. So I recommend testing several times a day for the first couple weeks, and you'll recognize your own patterns. And it kind of tells you, well, look, I actually do better if I take this nitric oxide at lunch. And it helps me because I know I'm going to work out later in the day, and it helps me with my after work physical activity. Or if you're that athlete and you really want to optimize your performance, then you're going to use the test strips before and after workouts and sort of help you determine your dosing and your timing of supplementation. So I believe we're all unique bio-individuals and there's no one best approach for everybody. So it becomes an experimentation and biohackers love to experiment. So that's my, my coaching tools.
We're always testing ourselves.
Always, yeah.
The guinea pigs, yes. You know, pinch me, and, poke me.
Right.
Put stuff in my body.
Right. And my competitive athlete days, I kind of put those behind me. I have been a competitive athlete in the past. Now I like to hike and do yoga and ride a bike. And I'm a little, you know, more gentle about all that. But I do use either a second dose or a half dose of dietary nitrates about an hour before I go work out. Or I chew the nitrate gum. And okay. I happen to live at some elevation. And so when I take a hike, I'm going up and I'm going where I need more oxygen and better mitochondrial function. So I chew a gum on the way to my hike or to my workout to give myself that NO boost before I go into my activity.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. I want to talk a little bit about oral health because I do think people can be using mouthwash or certain toothpaste that could be destroying the bacteria needed to convert nitrates into nitric oxide. And I do know some people who have switched over to a better toothpaste or stopped doing mouthwash. And men noticed a difference and started eating some beets, some spinach, and got rid of the mouthwash. And it completely changed his nitric oxide levels, I'm sure, because he said he could tell. And so I think it's super important, like with the gum, you know, to make sure you have nitric oxide, you know, in your oral nitric, is it a certain bacteria to convert the nitrates to nitric oxide. And it's interesting to have that whole pathway of into your glands to make sure you're producing nitric oxide as well. So I there's so many little things that people don't think about, but I also do think that your oral health plays a huge role in nitric oxide production. And so people should be thinking about that.
Absolutely. We sort of, you know, we all got into this, let's detoxify our homes and our bodies and our environment.
Yeah.
We sort of forget those things that we grew up with, Listerine, and somebody brought up Scope to me yesterday. I'm like, I haven't even thought about Scope in a long time. But it's not just those chlorhexidine antimicrobial agents. It's things like, I'm going to say this and some people are going to be offended, but repetitive oil pulling is a common way to sort of, you know, have a antimicrobial effect on the mouth. That can actually go too far. So repetitive oil pulling in order to sort of clean up the mouth can actually reduce the number of nitrate reducing species. A better function is to use a tongue scraper. And there's actually clinical trials done on, they showed people that used a tongue scraper on the tongue for 12 weeks had an uptick in the number of nitrate reducing bacterial species and a downturn in the number of acid-producing bacterial species that create things like gingivitis and dental cavities and things like that. So it's really about, it's about avoiding those mouthwashes. It's, of course, about avoiding sugar. Alcohol consumption can be really hard. There's a lot of evidence that the mechanical activity, the toothbrushing and the flossing and the water picks, and the tongue scrapers, they all have good evidence for promoting optimal bacterial composition in the oral microbiome. But as soon as we start adding a fluoride-based toothpaste or something else that's sort of antimicrobial, it changes that. And so, we all need to consider that.
Yeah, even, it's our oral microbiome. You want to keep it, you know, in that good area. And when you put these chemicals, these strong chemicals, it just disrupts and destroys the good bacteria in your oral microbiome. So it's so important.
It is. And then the other things I've already mentioned, you know, sort of the, I don't think your listeners are smoking and vaping, but there might still be some out there who haven't quite given up that habit, but that's very acidifying to the mouth. Also, really paying attention to quality of nutrition. And again, chewing our foods appropriately, because that activity actually helps break away, especially the nitrates from the proteins they're bound to in our food. And when we don't chew our food well enough, we tend to get incomplete digestion, and then we're getting incomplete return of nitrates back to the saliva. So it becomes kind of that vicious circle that then contributes to gut dysfunction. I forgot to mention one thing about nitric oxide. Also, I mentioned I have worked with a lot of digestive clients. When they don't have appropriate nitric oxide in the gut, there's a form of nitric oxide called inducible nitric oxide that has to come from our white blood cells, the macrophages. And those white blood cells actually secrete, they produce nitric oxide into the gut lining to help repair those leaky gut, those zonulin patches that have been torn apart and creating that increased intestinal permeability from leaky gut. So we can use nitric oxide support as a way to repair that endothelial tissue in the gut lining too.
Wow, that's massive. I know. I'm like, anything to protect my gut barrier, I need, because it's just, that is where autoimmune starts. That is where disease starts, is that leaky gut. And we're in the US and there's a lot of forever chemicals on the food and our soil and our water. And it's like our gut, our poor gut lining is like, please, I just want to take a break from the chemicals, you know?
Right. And then on top of the chemicals and on top of the just toxins and the, you know, poor digestion stuff is our general stress level. And so I'm a big proponent of stress mitigation techniques, whether it's meditation, exercise, nostril breathing, all those things. But again, nitric oxide is this foundational element. Nitric oxide helps with our stress adaptation responses because it plays a role in the release and the utilization of our stress hormones like epinephrine and norepinephrine and acetylcholine and managing the reactivity of the body. So it has a direct crosstalk with the vagus nerve. So we know that the vagus nerve signals the need for nitric oxide and starts the production of it. At the same time, nitric oxide helps the vagus nerve with its signaling. All of that stress response, I think, is maybe one of the bigger triggers of gut disruption in our culture these days.
That gut-brain connection.
Yeah.
That's another important thing that I think it's like, I'm all about mitochondrial health, but I'm also about neurotransmitter health. And I think hopefully that's going to become more common because, you know, if things are not functioning correctly with your neurotransmitters, you're not going to have either that can lead to disease or that can lead to brain dysfunction and cause anxiety, cause depression, all these things and brain fog. And so if you can get your neurotransmitters functioning correctly, you can work better, you can hopefully be happier and all those things. So I think those are like two huge things that where the longevity health space is going, hopefully, is focusing more on brain health and our mitochondrial health.
I think the nerd coming out of me. I think your wish list is coming true. I think that we are moving in that direction. And, you know, not to just keep repeating that this is such a foundational element, but I've seen it in my own life and I've seen it in my patients' lives too, that I tend to be able to reduce a patient's supplement stack with adding nitric oxide support because it's so foundational. As soon as we open blood flow, as soon as we regulate blood pressure, as soon as we allow better oxygen and nutrient delivery to the brain and through all the peripheral tissues of the body, everything starts to work better. And so back to that stress adaptation response for myself, but also for some of my patients, we've been able to take away their adrenal adaptogens. They don't need them anymore because we've help them from a more foundational level with that stress adaptation response. And patients on hormone replacement therapies are able to maintain lower doses and get consistently better benefits simply because the hormone receptivity is better and the dispersal of them through the tissues is better. I was just writing up a researcher review yesterday about nitric oxide in the endocrine system and the role it plays in, let's think of it this way, your adrenal glands sitting on top of your kidneys and responsible for all this stress hormone output. But if they're not getting blood flow and if they're not getting oxygen, their mitochondria are not going to function very well. So you get this, I just kind of pictured dried up little adrenals all stressed out and sitting on top of the kidneys. They are not going to do their function as well. So we give them a little adaptogen and the body starts to go, oh, wait, there's that nutrient that sort of plumps up my tissues. Now let's open the blood flow to it. Make sure those herbal compounds or glandulars, whatever it is, are getting delivered to that gland. Now we're benefiting the mitochondria in that endocrine gland just through opening blood flow to it. Everything's going to start to work better. And I'm seeing it in my patients. I'm seeing better, less brain fog and clearer eyes and better skin and hair. And I'm seeing all of that just from dietary nitrates.
That is so amazing. And we talked about, so also some foods, you would say beets, spinach, anything else that are high in nitric oxide?
Yeah, the kind of the top ones are spinach, arugula, kale, bok choy, and celery. It's summertime in the Pacific Northwest. That means it's rhubarb season, and rhubarb doesn't always have to come in a pie. You could make some pretty good relishes and pickles and things like that out of rhubarb. It's a high nitrate food. And then, yes, beets and, you know, juicing your own beets and putting raw beets in your smoothie or putting beets on your salad, that's a big factor. And then I want to make a push too for the fermented foods. They don't necessarily have to be nitrate-rich fermented foods, but krauts and fermented slaws and fermented salsas and fermented raspberry sauce, all those kinds of things are really beneficial because they start to feed both the oral and the intestinal microbiome so that the balance and the diversity is better.
Wow, so cool. So at Berkeley Life, if someone wants to go on the website and check Berkeley Life out, you would suggest the capsules. There's also the gum and then the testing strips, correct?
Yeah. What I suggest is you start with a starter kit. The starter kit comes with a 1 month supply of the capsules. The recommended dose is 2 capsules a day. You could take them once in the morning. You could take them in a split dose, one at breakfast time, one at dinner time. And then the starter kit also comes with a tube of 50 test strips. And that allows you to do that sort of testing pattern response that I was talking about early for a couple weeks. So you can sort of understand, where am I at? How depleted am I? Do I need the gum? You know, do I need to a couple of packs of gum?
It's a great add-on.
Yeah, it is. It's a very functional gum is what I call it. I wasn't typically a gum chewer. I spent too much of my fast pitch softball career eating poor quality gum. So kind of many years ago.
Is it like Bubblicious or bubble tape?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. But this is a very clinically developed and therapeutically designed. And actually it's lightly sweetened with stevia and a little mint. It's very benign flavor. I enjoy it. And it's a really incredible tool both for helping your ability to convert nitrates to nitric oxide, but also that little bit of a performance aid that I mentioned.
Amazing. So everyone go check out berkeleylife.com.
Berkeleylife.com. And for listeners of your podcast, we're going to offer a substantial 20% discount on your first order. You're going to have a link to that in the show notes. We want to educate everybody. And I just want to make a plug to educate women in this space, because women tend to, I mentioned the endothelial decline leading to reduced nitric oxide production. Women drop dramatically in their perimenopause to postmenopausal years in their nitric oxide production capacity, because we now know, the science tells us that nitric oxide synthase enzyme that's supposed to be making nitric oxide for us, it doesn't work as well because there's less estrogen. It's activated estrogen receptor sites that help that enzyme function appropriately. And so as women's estrogen levels start to decline, their NO production drops. This is a perfect time to fuel the complementary dietary nitrate pathway, diet, lifestyle, getting good sleep, and taking your NO foundation to boost yourself to prevent the risk of cardiovascular disease. Because we know if that endothelial decline continues, there's more oxidative stress, there's more risk of blood clotting, there's more risk of high blood pressure, and on down the line, all those other, you know, signs and symptoms of cardiovascular disease. So as a midlife woman myself, I want all women to know that this is an important factor for your continued health and longevity.
I love that. Yeah, I think most people think nitric oxide performance, mostly male performance athletes, and that's kind of more known in that space. And I don't think women are thinking about the benefits needed for as you age with nitric oxide. So it's super important to mention that. Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast, talking all things nitric oxide. I learned so much. I'm also inspired. And I'm going to take my Berkeley Life supplement after this episode.
Excellent.
Maybe we should testing.
Do a little before and after, you know, take a little video, show your score.
Okay. Yeah.
And then take your dose and 90 minutes later, test again, and you should see some improvement. I'm confident you have good oral microbiome and you're going to see that convert.
I've been working on it. I'm trying to do as much as I can, you know, to live till 200. Anyways, well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of the Biohacker Blondie podcast. I hope Kathy's insights helped you see nitric oxide in a whole new light, not just a performance booster, but as a care pillar of cellular health and longevity. From improved blood flow and hormone regulation to better brain function and faster recovery, optimizing nitric oxide can help everything else in your health protocol work more effectively. To learn more, visit berkeleylife.com and use the link in the show notes for 20% off your first order. Their test strips, capsules, and nitric gum make it easy to track and improve your nitric oxide levels daily. If this episode brought you value, please take a moment to subscribe, share, or leave a quick review. It really helps grow the show and spread the message of empowered science-backed wellness. Until next time, stay energized, stay resilient, and keep biohacking your life.